This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fancy masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time for the C Block, starring Corey Majors and Kyle Yeomans.
Thank you very much, Kevin. It is Kyle Yeomans from DallasCowboys.com. Kyle, how are you doing today, man?
I'm doing good. How's the scene out there at Buffalo Wild Wings today? You guys doing good out there and having fun with the crowd?
We moved you to Thursdays. So what? We're not at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, weird. That's weird. Oh, yeah, it is a Thursday, isn't it? Huh?
Well, you know what? As long as we're going to be spicy to kick this off, allow me, if you will. Your big facts on DallasCowboys.com, all right?
Uh-huh.
Fact number four, the Cowboys are a plus 19 in the fourth quarter. That currently ranks third in the NFL. Now.
Yes, sir.
I'm not disputing any of the factual evidence of that statement. Oh. Does it feel like it's less impressive seeing how all of that margin can be taken out via just the Ravens game? So, like, I guess my argument would be outside of that game, they have been decidedly average in the fourth quarter.
No, I completely agree with you. I mean, whenever it comes to, one, writing that article, a lot of the times it's not necessarily supposed to be facts that backs up positivity with the team. And a lot of times it is a negative fact just because that is the fact, right? It's what the stats say. It's what the numbers are. And you are completely right. You take the Ravens game out of that where Dallas was going up against a defense that had really let off the gas a little bit, an offense that went into park the bus mode, and then they were able to make a bit of a comeback there. They haven't been good in the second half. And you can say so what you want about Pittsburgh and the fact that they went down and they scored the 14 points in that game too, that helps out. And that was probably the most impressive fourth quarter showing they've had, but CeeDee Lamb has been a non-factor in the second half. The running game outside of Pittsburgh has been a non-factor in the second half. And I think that's a stat that more so points to what they did last year in the fourth quarter, as opposed to what they've done so far this year outside of the Pittsburgh game, where they actually did find some rhythm and were able to put some points on the board.
Kyle, we've been kind of going through this, trying to figure it out. I feel like the Cowboys each week have made marginal, incremental advances. They've gotten a little bit progressively better. I use all the words that I think that describe that just now. But they've gotten a little bit better each week. And the discussion with us this morning was Rico Dowdle. And Kevin said the defiantly, is that the word you use?
Definitively is what I would go with.
The starter for this team. And I say de facto. Where do you land on this and your thoughts on how he's progressed and how they've grown together this season?
Yeah, I think he has grown into that role, but it's still a small sample size. I don't want to completely chalk up Rico Dowdle as a success story based off of one game, because the rest of the sample size hasn't been good enough for me to see exactly what they're trying to do from a rushing attack standpoint. And part of that is because they've been playing from behind, kind of back to Kevin's point a moment ago, is they've had to play from behind and score late in games to even be in the conversation. And that doesn't necessarily bode well for your rushing attack. But part of it is also the skepticism we've had since training camp of this isn't an explosive running back room. Well, Rico did what he needed to do against Pittsburgh. to kind of silence that for a moment. But am I just far and away blown away by his ability as a pass catcher, as a ball carrier? No, I haven't necessarily been blown away yet. Has there been growth? Yes. Has there been improvement? Yes. But that can very easily come to a halt this week against Detroit when you're trying to get into the shootout. And you kind of go back into what you had done the first 4 weeks of the year. So I would just say jury's still out whenever it comes to Rico Dowdle, because whether it's a de facto starter or it's a definitive starter or even a defiant starter, because going into the year, you thought it was going to be Ezekiel Elliott or whoever else could have been there, and it's Rico Dowdle staking his claim to that position. Whatever it may be in the thesaurus that you guys are using over at the Fan, I haven't seen enough yet, and I still think there's a lot to be decided.
It's the thickest thesaurus out there. That's the one thing I do know. Yeah.
Can I ask you a quick question then that is not football related whatsoever for both of you guys? I think it might exist now, but back in the day, I wanted to create a children's cartoon about the world's smartest dinosaur called the thesaurus. And he would like just try, and he would run amok, and people are like, "I'm terrified," and the other one would be like, "How about scared?"
Oh,
and
gosh,
like try to teach you words along the way. Do you think that could have worked?
I think it could work. You've already pitched these children's book ideas. You want me to write a book on the triplets?
You need to write that book.
I know I'm slacking behind it, guys. It got into football season. But the thesaurus, I just feel like it would be a dinosaur that would get annoying really quickly and butt in all these different conversations, right? Like you would be saying one thing. Corey's talking about the I don't even know what you're talking about, whatever topic you're on, and then he just pops up out of nowhere, and the thesaurus just upends your conversation.
So you're saying the thesaurus is Mike. That's what I just heard you say, is the thesaurus is Mike.
He's just going to butt in and tell you a different way to say things? Is that
yes.
What Mike does?
Yes.
Yeah, that's completely Mike.
Is Bassick in the building? Is he there today?
He's in Italy.
Yeah, he's in Italy. Oh. This is another week.
He can't even defend himself.
Nope. And we're taking him to the top rope and putting him down that way. Kyle, what is the element on this defense, the part of this defense that you trust the most right now?
Ooh, there's not really one that stands out. Maybe your secondary, because you're getting guys back, because there's a chance Deron Bland is on a pitch count going into the weekend. Mike McCarthy, very adamant that you got to see him practice first before you say he's available. But I think all signs are pointing that he should at least be active on Sunday. So that's a positive. You should get Kalen Carson back. That's a check mark. You have Trayvon Diggs. Amani Oruwariye has done a great job in terms of coming in off of the free agent market and providing some spark there. So I'd say the secondary, but you mentioned the word de facto earlier. That's just because that's the only one that has their starters or guys, leaders that aren't banged up. I mean, Eric Kendricks has popped up on the injury report, and I think with him not being out there today during the media portion, we'll see what the official designation is on the injury report around 3 o'clock here or so. But I'm not super confident that Eric Kendricks is going to be good to go this weekend. And if that's the case, you're down a linebacker. We all know what's happening in the edge rusher room, and your defensive tackles haven't necessarily played unstoppable.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Football, yeah, they played better in terms of gap fit and run defense and some of those things over these last couple of games, but there's still a long way to go for that defensive tackle group. So, yeah, I think I'm looking at the corners, and it's mostly just because you've had some depth step up in a big way with Imani Owuwariye, and those guys are coming back into the fold, and that's always a positive.
Now, when we're talking about Jerron Bland coming back, and I understand you got to see him practice first and everything like that.
Sure.
I'm always curious. I'm curious about the mental aspect of that return for the team as opposed to just like getting him on the field. Can you feel like, do you think you'd feel a little bit of extra energy or a boost from the guys when they're like, dude, we got our interception machine back, or one of our interception machines back?
Yeah, I think it does. And he's so well respected and well liked in that locker room too. I mean, I would put him in a short list of guys that would be one of the top names in the locker room for everyone. Nobody has a problem with Jerron Bland. So having him back and knowing just how hard he's worked to get to that point and to have that success, I think everybody respects him so highly that it does. It provides a little more energy and a little more boost going into a game that I think on paper everybody looks at as a tough challenge and a really bad matchup. For the Cowboys, you at least have one of your dogs back. You have one of your guys. And whether it's just 15, 20 snaps, whatever it is, having him back in the locker room, back with the team, not in the rehab group anymore, I think all of that works in a positive way.
Overreaction or reality, to steal from Kevin, CeeDee Lamb doesn't need to be good in the second half for this team to be good.
So this is not just this weekend. This is throughout the season.
Throughout this season.
Oh, I'm going overreaction.
Yeah, I'm thinking overreaction. No. Yeah, so overreaction would mean he needs to be good in the second half, right?
Correct.
Yeah, then I would say overreaction. He needs to be better. I think that's part of what you get as a $34 million receiver, is you've got to be best when crunch time hits. And there are things that you can do outside of catching the football that helped your team be successful. I thought a great example of that was the Seattle Seahawks this past weekend. Geno Smith was rolling out on a bootleg to his right and running a route down the right sideline. So the direction that Geno was going against the Giants, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Rockwall native, was running a route, and he looked up in the sky to try and fake that the ball was in the air. Both guys that were covering Jackson Smith and Jigba took off trying to cover the receiver, where meanwhile Geno Smith is just trucking along down the right sideline and no one is even there to defend him. It was a high IQ play, and I think that's something that CD can do. Whether it's a decoy, whether it's catching footballs, at the end of the day, you've got to be better on film, in the stat book, all together, because you are a cornerstone piece of the franchise. They gave you that title when they gave you the contract. I think in the first half he's looked like a top receiver in the NFL. Second half he hasn't been. So, yeah, I'm going to stamp that one as a severe overreaction. He's got to be better if this team wants to get where they need to go.
Speaking of that, how much does this team need to, I don't know, stay competitive in the first half of a home game? Because any opportunity you had for a home field advantage was wiped out in both of their home games because they fell way behind.
Yeah, and they did so early, too. It was after the win in Pittsburgh, you saw the clip, I think, on social where Mike McCarthy was talking to the team. He said, 3-0 on the road, 3-0. And it kind of struck me because it's like, yeah, normally it's 3-0 at home. Great job, everybody. You protected home field. But they've just played better on the road than they have at home. So this is, and I would argue, this is the toughest test that they've faced at home. And if that's the case, you saw what New Orleans did. You saw what Baltimore did. Detroit is a better team on paper, in my opinion. They're more complete. They've got better offensive line play. They've got more weapons outside of just the quarterback and a running back here and there. I think there is just as much talent on this Detroit team as you could say for at least Baltimore and New Orleans. So, yeah, you've got to get off to a great start, because if not, you're going to be in a heap of trouble.
And last overreaction to reality here. Ooh. If everybody on this team played like or approached the game like Jordan Lewis, this would be a much better team every week.
Yeah, no, I think that's reality. I love his mindset. And he's always been very real. And whether that's with the media or in the locker room, I mean, he's got a locker very close to Dak Prescott for a reason, because he's, one, been around this team, and he knows kind of the ins and outs of what it means to be a part of this organization. But also it's the veteran mentality of no excuses, just get it done. And that's what he said after the two losses. He said, you got to, it was the details conversation, right? Mm-hmm. I felt like he repeated it over and over and over again. That's just Jordan Lewis. That's not only frustration from losing two straight and giving up a heap of rushing yards and not being physical on defense. And it took guys like Jay Lou and the DeMarvian Overshones and these guys that like to be physical to win these last two games, to win against New York, to win against Pittsburgh. If you don't have a physical aspect to your football team or an a-hole mindset to your football team, then you're going to have some troubles. And I think that's kind of what it's been for Jay Lou. He's provided that and helped you out building that mindset and that culture around your team the last couple of years.
Are the Cowboys going to win this game?
I would be lying to you if I said they did, or if I thought they would. I don't think it'll be a blowout, though. I think they'll establish it early, but at the end of the day, I just think the Lions have more depth and a more complete football team, just like I said, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I think it's a high-scoring affair. Dallas is going to put up points against this Lions defense because they will give up the big play. They are undisciplined in the secondary. I think there's ways that Dak Prescott can have a big game, Jake Ferguson, CeeDee Lamb. So I would say like 38-31 is right around the score that we're talking about. But I think the Lions and what they bring from a rushing attack and the weapons on the outside, it's going to stretch this Cowboys defense significantly.
Thank you very much, as always, good sir. And thanks for moving to Thursdays for us.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I'll talk to you again next Thursday.
There you go. Kyle Yeoman's right here on 105.3 The Fan.
He's good, man. He's really good at what he does. I'm glad we were able to keep him around after Friday incident.
I know he does other things, but I really hope when the football season's over, I'm assuming in mid-February for us, that he will think about writing that triplets book. You alternate.
And obviously the thesaurus book.
Yes.
Is it okay if he steals that idea from you? Yeah. He's like, I'll write it.
I mean, it'll probably go to the triceratops of the chart. I want to thank very much the text that came in from the 210 that helped recommend that genius line of thinking. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.